This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for Ask Brian Anything about the draft. We are 3 days and 2 hours away from our coverage getting underway with Wolchuk and Broaddus and all the crew. Thursday night at 6 o'clock is when it will start, and our path to the draft is brought to you by Pluckers. Okay, we're getting right into it already. And I love what the 609 is asking over here, Brian, because for the first time in 3 or 4 years, the consensus actually understands what the biggest need on this football team is and has been. And that's to guarantee you a damn running game so you get a dominant offense.
Yeah.
The 609 question for Broaddus: do any of the top centers come close to either Tyler Lindebaum or Creed Humphrey from a couple of years ago as prospects?
Yeah, they. When you look at Powers Johnson, we've talked about it really to the point of, I would say, nauseam about his medical concerns, but you're talking about a 326-pound guy. Linderbaum, out of the, when you watched him at Iowa, he was undersized. He was probably a 292, 293-pound center that was really athletic. Humphrey, out of Oklahoma, square-built, left-handed center, powerful guy, active movement, all those things. When you're talking about these two top centers, and I could even include Frazier from West Virginia, Powers Johnson, Oregon, Barton from Duke, and Frazier from West Virginia, all powerful, all athletic. These are the types of guys when you're looking at guys that could be plug and play, come in, reach a wide technique if it's that one technique that's far on the outside shoulder of a guard, or reach that nose tackle that plays in between the guard and the tackle, play with power, be able to kind of handle those guys one-on-one. All three of those guys could do that. Your hope right now, I have Powers Johnson from Oregon higher on my board than Barton. I think the Cowboys, in a perfect world, would take Barton. Duke, there's that center, if it was available for them at 24.
I'd rather have a player that I might not think is quite as good, but I get injury certainty as long as I still have a good grade on him.
Yeah, the thing that Powers Johnson's deal with, there's some significant stuff, and we'll just have to see if the Cowboys can say, you know what, we can live with that. The thing with Barton, he's dealing with a rotator cuff problem that he's rehabbing right now. So that's going to be something, if you draft him, that you're going to have to deal with. Frazier had a knee injury himself, but it's something that he's kind of worked through. So, yeah, these guys all have their own little bit of warts.
USA Today has the pick being Powers Johnson with Guyton on the board. The tackle from OU.
Yeah.
Would that be a hard choice for you at all?
No, because I have Powers Johnson as one of, when you see my stack tomorrow, I have him. I think I have him at 17 what I have him.
A lot of these drafts have an offensive lineman going to the Cowboys. How sure are you that it will be an offensive lineman on Thursday night?
I'm going to say that I would say about 90% sure it's going to be an offensive lineman.
What are the other scenarios looking like?
I think the other scenarios could potentially be, if they traded back, maybe a linebacker.
Okay.
I think that would be something that you would have to look at. I don't think there's any other ones that would drive you that direction, but I would say the linebacker one is the one I don't believe that they would take a defensive tackle. You know, Murphy from Texas, he's that three technique. When we say three technique, that's the guy that plays, that defensive lineman plays on the outside shoulder of the guard right there, you know, and it kind of attacks that upfield the way he's played as the one and the three. Both, but he's more of a three technique. I just don't see them, other than linebacker, would be another position that they would take over an offensive lineman.
Chief, if you see any questions in there or you got one for our man, just go ahead and jump on in there.
Yeah, 817 is curious, like, what's your doomsday scenario for round one? What would make you feel like, man, this is not what I'm hoping for?
I think if all the offensive linemen that they like are completely off the board, and then they have to look at, say they have to end up taking maybe a tackle that's the sixth or seventh best tackle on the board instead of maybe getting the fourth best tackle on the board.
Like you're getting a true second round player.
You're getting a true second round player. Yeah.
At 24.
Yeah. I think that would be, and if all their guys are gone and they have to look at just completely like they have to look at defense, you know, that might be a little bit of some reaching going on for one of those defensive players.
At 877-881-1053, your questions for Broaddus are welcome on the text. 817 wants to know, who is the CeeDee Lamb player for the Cowboys?
Oh, I think that's a great question, because there's going to be some guys that they don't feel like that are going to potentially get to them. And the guy that makes the absolute sense is Fuaga from Oregon State, and he's a tackle. But he's like that guy that's a lot of people have projected him as the second best tackle on the board.
Why would he fall that far then?
That's all of a sudden, maybe all of a sudden these quarterbacks go, maybe some of the cornerbacks go, maybe you have some of these wide receivers shove some guys down. And it's just that I can't see him getting past, but I remember the night I couldn't see CeeDee Lamb getting to you either at 17. But Fuaga would be the guy from Oregon State that somehow, some way he slipped to you. That's a no-brainer hand a card in for that guy.
The 214, Brian, your dating life was mentioned a lot the last couple of years. Did you find love or retire from the dating pool?
Yeah, man, I'm just retired.
Hung him up.
I'm hung him up.
He said he'd rather have all 10 of his toes than his man piece at this point.
I did say that last week.
You said
week.
That. Yeah, you're on record.
I said it with some conviction, too, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did. 214.
Dawson said you could take all my limbs before you take my man piece. Cut my head off before I lose my manhood.
214 wants to know, who's the running back the Cowboys need?
Oh, I think it's Benson from Texas.
Years in a row, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Brooks from Texas. Benson from Florida State. Sorry about that. Brooks from Texas, I think, is when you start to talk about the ability to make people miss, maybe not, it, not maybe, make the first guy miss, make the second guy miss. That kind of elusiveness in the open field, his ability to catch in the open field, make people miss. This guy's got some explosiveness to his game. He's a guy that can finish. He could score from anywhere on the field. I'd love to have Brooks here from Texas. We'll see. Dr. Cooper did the surgery on him. I've talked about that a bunch. They kind of feel like my gut would be that we probably – not see him at training camp. They would probably work him through things, and then we'll see what happens when the season starts. But, man, he is a hell of a player. He really, really is.
469, do the Cowboys, is there a position you think that might surprise fans that the Cowboys might feel like they need to address?
Wide receiver, cornerback.
Okay.
I mean, are you talking about the first round?
Just in general. You know, we're talking about like, hey, O-line, safety, running back, linebacker. Safety. I was going to ask about safety. Bobby's been talking about Zimmer and the need for
interchangeable guys with smarts. Yeah, you definitely could look at the possibility of a safety there. I don't know if they would address the surprise position to me would be a wide receiver or a corner in the first round. If you said, give me a surprise position to pick. That would be it, but safety could be one that they could absolutely be one that they look at as well.
903, Brian, if you had to pick one for your offensive line, your choices are the Woolly Bully or Eric Chiafalo. Which one are you taking?
For offensive line?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to take
thank you.
I'm probably going to take Eric because I think Eric's probably a little bit better foot athlete.
willing to bulk up.
Yeah, but we got to get the medical history for you, though, right?
Not going to like that.
We got back problems. We've got a knee problem. What else do we have problems with over there?
You don't have a problem with heart, okay? You don't have a problem with attitude and effort. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, but what
desire to
what
win? Okay, I'm a foxhole guy.
I can't. There's been times where I've watched you do shows and you're bending over like you're Tyron Smith, like something.
Just getting a little stretchy. Sometimes you got to touch your toes just to remind yourself that you can.
You can. Okay, I think the Woolly Bully, though, I think would be a guy. I think he would.
Is he your one technique?
I think he'd be a little slow footed.
Yeah,
he'd be a good cap guy. You in your front office?
I thought you meant like a cap casualty. He's getting cut.
Yeah. I think I would take Eric just on athletic ability.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Which linebacker are you taking if you do trade back and you take a linebacker?
Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, you want the injured guy. You want the guy with all the surgeries.
I do.
Okay. If Wilson's gone, who's the second best linebacker? Is it Michigan's Colson or is it the Aggie?
It's Cooper.
The Aggie.
Texas A&M.
Okay.
Yeah, Colson. Colson's good. I think Cooper's. I think if they always talk about ceilings and floors, I think the ceiling for Cooper's probably a little bit higher.
469, what was your biggest miss as a scout? Maybe a guy that you thought he can't play and he ended up being a Hall of Famer.
On the other end, I've always talked about Joey Harrington on the other end of that.
You thought he could play.
I thought he could play. And Joey Harrington was everything that you didn't want. I mean, the quarterback, like I say, he went from being a guy that looked very talented and very skilled to a guy that once he got in the NFL, the game was too much for him. And that's sometimes you see that with players that they're good college players but never quite make it in the NFL because the game is too big.
469 brought us, where would you like to see the Cowboys address the interior of the defensive line in this draft?
Yeah, McKinley Jackson is a guy that I really like, and you might have to go a little bit early for him. He's from Texas A&M. He's 326 pounds.
One tech. Yeah, okay. He's ready to just be up double teams.
There's probably people that think of him more probably as a fourth or fifth round type of a player. You might have to, if you could get that extra pick, if somehow they trade back and they get the extra four, that's where you might want to nab this guy. I think he's going to go a little bit higher. People probably don't have him high enough. I have him in the fourth round on my board. I there's not many one techniques in this draft. But for the Cowboys, he makes a lot of sense.
609, does the fact the Cowboys brought back Adoga make you think they don't like what they've seen from Awesome Richards?
I don't think so. I wish I'd seen Awesome Richards play a little bit more last year other than preseason games because it would give me a better understanding of where they are at tackle right now. I think they brought back Adoga because it's cheap and they know that they could plug him in and play if they had to. I think there's going to be a legitimate competition with Adoga and Awesome Richards and whoever else they draft. It's going to be a plug and play likely starter, but for that backup swing tackle role, I don't think that Adoga's guaranteed much.
X's and O's question from the 972, just how effed are we this year brought us?
You know, I don't think the quarterback situation is all that great. Him going in, maybe not getting a contract done. I don't think that's
lame duck quarterback and coach.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do know this for a fact.
10th toughest schedule in the sport.
I do know this. He feels like he's going to get paid regardless, whether it's here or somewhere else. That I'm hearing from people. So I don't think he's too worried about it.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have the audio from Dak coming up in about an hour or so. We'll do a few more ABAs throughout the week. Who's the Mozzie Smith bust in this draft? Ask the 214, Brian.
That's a good question because
the guy that you think's plug and play, but he actually can't play.
Yeah, you know what the interesting one to me is that, I don't know if it's a plug and play situation, but the defensive end from Alabama, Dallas Turner, who is an edge, he's going to get selected very early in this draft.
Probably the first defensive player taken.
Probably so. I have some questions about him as a player. I have some questions about him and his ability to rush and to disengage and be able to create opportunities. I think he's going to go really, really high. I would not be surprised if he's one of those guys that we look up and it's like he did not have a great career. Because someone's going to have to, and he went to one of the best schools when it comes to defensive players, when it comes to being taught and all that. I just didn't always see it with Dallas Turner. I'd be surprised if he's not if he doesn't struggle with NFL rushing.
All righty. Thank you, sir. We'll do, like I said, another one tomorrow and Wednesday, and then there's day baseball on Thursday. So as soon as that is over, we'll be jumping into the draft coverage with the official draft show starting at 6 o'clock right here on your home of the Cowboys. It's time for the Chris Young Show. We're back with the World Series champion GM next in the nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.